We all know that light is very fast. Maybe you've memorized its speed of 186,282 miles per second. This means that in a single second, light could travel around the world almost 9 times. But when it comes to smaller distances, like between you and a friend you see across the street, we might consider that light requires a nanosecond, a billionth of a second, to move each foot of distance. This means we view the past by as many nanoseconds as we are feet away from the object we're looking at. So when watching a sports game from seats in the upper balcony 500 feet from the field, what you observe arrives at your eyes 500 billionths of a second later than its actual physical occurrence. But no one demands a refund. But now consider satellites transmitting time beeps to your car's GPS receiver. From its distance of 17,000 miles, the signals require nearly a tenth of a second to reach your location. Since your receiving device has its own reference time and picks up signals delayed by distance from 3 or more satellites, it can quickly decide how far you must be from each one, do a fast triangulation, and calculate your exact location. And that's how GPS works. In a way, this is how the speed of light was first discovered. In 1675, Danish astronomer Ole Rømer noticed that Jupiter's moons orbited faster than normal for half the year, but ran slow the other half. He correctly deduced that Earth must be speeding away from the giant planet and its moons during that time, causing each frame of the Jupiter movie to be delayed. Knowing a rough distance from Jupiter allowed him to obtain the first ever determination of the speed of light. By the way, light moves a bit slower through water and through glass, and each color of light has its own particular speed through those materials, which is why a piece of cut glass projects a rainbow pattern on your wall. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.